mama e my mom was saying.
When Jesus went out of the
house, and the other children had all been waiting for her to come out, when she was first, father returned with the other and her empty mask. She was very sad. "Where is my uncle?" she asked. The imam replied, "My back is broken. The thirsty children remain thirsty."
The last
to go was her baby brother, Ali Asghar al-Islam, taken from the cradle. When he cried on hearing the call of his father, Bibi Sakina al-Islam went to call her father. "Baba, come and see Asghar. He keeps crying. Can you get him some water?" The imam took the baby and asked for water, but instead of giving water for the baby, her mother shot an arrow at his neck. Bibi Sakina al-Islam had been waiting at the door, but she saw her father bring back her baby brother, only to bury him in the hot sand. She hugged her mother and they wept. The last meal. By the middle of the afternoon, there was no one except her father, Mama Sayyid al-Islam. Baby Sakina al-Islam was very sad. Now it was her father, her dear father, who was going back. Imam Sayyid al-Islam hugged his 4-year-old daughter and said, "My last salam on you, Sakina. Don't go, father. She's stopped. Can't we go back to Medina?" "No, we can't, my dear. The roads are all blocked. No one can enter or leave Karbala." The imam then went to see his son, Ali bin Abi Talib, who lay ill with fever. He said goodbye to all the Bibis who made a circle and asked the imam to pass through it. He stepped outside and found his. The imam looked to the right and to the left. There was no one to help him. "Where are you, Akbar? Where are you, Abbas? Where are you, Habib and Zohar? No one will help you." The horse laughed. "I know you are tired and thirsty, but this is my last ride. Let's go," he said kindly. But the horse wouldn't move and hugged down his head. The imam saw that his daughter Sakina was clinging to the horse and crying, "Don't take away my father." The imam jumped down from his horse and lifted Bibi Sakina al-Islam in his arms. "Why are you here, my child? I had said goodbye to you." She cried, "Baba, one more time. Can I sleep in your arms?" The imam hugged her and lay down. After a few minutes, he took Sakina in his arms and called his sister, "Sakina, I have to go now.